This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The cost of wokeism is you must cheat to win, or you must use totalitarian techniques to get compliance. Those are the two ways that wokeism works. They don't work organically. Wokeism doesn't work that way. Wokeism isn't about human nature. It's about forming human nature. It's about actually taking people away from human nature and making them to become something different than themselves. And while many parts of the world will bend to this force, there's always somebody willing to fight the power. And America is that somebody. You are that somebody. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. There is a price to pay for freedom. I'm going to talk about the cost of wokeism, but I want to talk about the cost of freedom. We willingly pay this price. It's the only thing we know. And we don't even think of it as a payment. I don't. I know how I live. I know what I'm willing to fight for, and I'll fight for it. And there's a lot of me. And I know we always use these corn-fed white boys from Kentucky or something to make people understand, oh, you know, those crazy radicals are militia. But people are glad those corn-fed white boys are out there ready to fight for this country. The same way when I talked the other day about you can decry the person that's ready to put his fist up, ready to go to war on your behalf, and you can call him a warmonger. But let me tell you, when he's warmongering on your behalf, you're pretty happy he exists. And I think the conservative group in America hold this American spirit to heart and are willing to go to war, are willing to fight. And here's what I will tell you. Human nature says I'm willing to fight for one, self, and two, I'm willing to fight for those I love. And I'll tell you something, a little secret. You'll fight harder for those you love than you'll fight for yourself. There is a price to pay for freedom, folks, and we willingly pay it. We have for centuries. And that is why America exists today, and we continue to fight to this day. And there are some, if they could look at what we're doing, even those that stormed the beaches of Normandy, and they may look at us and say, you know what, guys, no matter what you think about what we did physically and what we gave to the cause of freedom, you are in a bigger war. The price of freedom, folks, while high, cannot compare to the cost of doing nothing. And what is doing nothing? By my definition, it's wokeism. It's people who have too much time and energy to spend at nonsense. And you know why they have that time and energy? Because you pay for it. We pay for wokeism. We pay for this nonsense. We pay for gender studies. We pay for ethnic studies. We pay for religious studies. We pay for things that, quite frankly, don't really need study. Oh, Kevin, we have to understand the world's religions. And why? I'm not talking about as a pure academic exercise. If you want to study something, study it. There are people that study etymology. I'm not into bugs. I'm not into, I mean, in as much as I want to know what it is, what is that? Well, can that one hurt you? I'm sure there's a reason why people study spiders. There's a reason why people study flora. There's a reason why people study the bees and whatever else. I get it from a purely academic point of view. How is a bee aerodynamic? How many times do you have to flap your wings if you had the body like a bee, right? I get it. But purely as an academic exercise, not as to how to apply it to sociology and the way the world works. Studying women and saying, okay, well, women are degraded and they're this and they're that. Talk to any psychologist and tell them, all I'm going to do is tell you how bad you have it. Well, what do you think you're going to do? What do you think you're going to become if all people do is tell you how bad you are, how bad, bad, bad? You're going to go, you know what? Screw it. I'll just live up to it. Price of freedom, the price of doing nothing, wokeism. What is the cost of wokeism, the price of wokeism? I spoke about it the other day. I have many examples, but Facebook's parent company, Meta, forecasted a weak holiday quarter, I should say, and significantly more costs next year, wiping off about 67, you ready for this word, billion off of Meta's stock market value, and adding more than $500 billion in value already lost this year. $622 billion loss in market cap. Now remember, Facebook was supposed to be one of the companies that was going to hit that mystical $1 trillion mark. They lost $622 billion in market cap. That hit to old Zuckerberg in the pocketbook. Facebook Meta, folks, is not a government company. The Fed can't bail them out. And once the Fed has used up Facebook, it will move on, because that's what locusts do. And you could bet that the Fed is already looking to change the rules to penalize Elon Musk for turning over the Apple cart with his purchase of Twitter. But it's only paper money. If Musk scuttles Twitter, he'll get a huge write-off. But with Musk at the helm of Twitter, America is already in a better place. And even if Twitter fails, America will be in a better place. Either way, we win, except we're going to get the bill. But I want to also let you know about wokeism losing, because other tech companies, Microsoft, Twitter, and Snap, cut jobs. They scaled back hiring over the recent months because of the global economic growth pattern, which is slow. Higher interest rates, rising inflation, and energy crisis in Europe have caused all these companies to back off. Facebook had an impressive run, they said. 18 years, these people never laid anybody off. But people change. People in their 20s and 30s will suddenly move away from Facebook and from TikTok and other things. And Zuckerberg bet on this new metaverse. And I agree with him. At some point it will go, but the question is, will he be the one at the helm when metaverse takes off? They say it may take another decade, but I'll say this. Maybe that'll give Zuckerberg enough time to actually wake up from wokeism. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The demise of wokeism is not anecdotal, folks. Without other people's money, wokeism fails out of the gate. And if it doesn't fail out of the gate, it fails in the long run every time. Look at any city controlled by the woke, the leftist, the progressives. They change their names because they got to change their names to protect the guilty. Look at these cities and tell me what you see. Tell me what wokeism gets you. You want me to tell you? High inflation, high unemployment, high crime, and a host of other things that none of which you... Oh, Kevin, there's all this, you know, there's all the high tech that you can take this, the mass transit. You can see the museums. They got the best restaurants, etc. Maybe. I see art as I travel across the nation on those little country roads, and I see the farms and people growing these amazing crops that feed the world. I see art watching those just waves of green, as they say, just blowing across the landscape. You see a grain silo, a little country farm or barn, or you see some cattle, and you see the beauty and majesty of what God creates, and you say to yourself, there's art all around us. I don't need to go to a city to see art. Kevin, you can go see a play. You can see a play in Whitefish, Montana. There's art all around us. And by the way, there's many plays happening right before your eyes as long as you don't miss them. It's like that little tap on the shoulder that God gives you from time to time. Do you listen? Do you hear it? Do you wonder what it is? Are you hearing that voice and wondering what it is? Because I know what it is. It's your common sense. It's that inner spirit of God saying to you, do this, do that, do this. Do you hear that whisper and do you do it? And if you're like me and you've done it and you find out, wow, I walked that path that something told me to go down and it worked. Now you can believe it's you. You can believe you're brilliant. Oh, I'm so brilliant. I'm the reason that this happened. Well, good for you. If you believe that, then you have a pretty inflated view of who you are. Because let me tell you, you're dumber in more things than you are smart in the things that you know. You're much more dumb than you are smart. And the minute you realize that, you say to yourself, now I'm prepared to learn. As we say in the martial arts, you got to empty your cup. Because yes, there's a lot in that cup. You think, oh man, look at my cup, it's overflowing. No, it's not. Your cup has a drop in it compared to what's out there in the world. I was listening to Jordan Peterson say this. I'm going to talk more about him another time. But he says you should be happy when you're ready to move on from what you know. But it's tough to do, isn't it? It's funny. I will admit I never thought of it that way. But I thirst for knowledge. I'm always ready to move on from what I know. Many of you are, by the way. Thanks for being here. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. See, leftists are never ready to move on from what they know. It's all they know. They have to be. They're like prisoners. And I know you're always using bad analogies. No, they're like prisoners. They walk the line. They're told when to eat, what to eat, how to eat, etc. They cannot break away. And thought is the one thing that they dare not break away from. They have to stay locked in this thought. I was listening to Andy Cohen. It was by accident. I turned on Sirius Radio. There was nothing on the normal channels I listened to that I wanted to hear. And Andy Cohen was explaining why he voted for Hochul in New York. And he was saying that the other guy was for closing the borders. The other guy was for saving the lives of babies in the womb, etc. So, in other words, Andy was for wide open borders that create all kinds of problems. He was for killing babies, and there was one other thing. And I thought to myself, he legitimately believes that what he said, these 3 points he made, which were all crazy, they were all idiotic, were right. He will not move on. And the reason is he's in what I usually call a cocoon of ignorance. But that's the way the left works. I asked earlier, what is the cost of wokeism? Jeff Bezos saved the Washington Post, all in an effort to get Donald Trump, to keep Trump from getting elected. Then he used his writers and stuff to make Trump's presidency pure hell. And now Jeff Bezos is bleeding red ink in most of his businesses. Amazon, who used the United States Postal Service to get an advantage over its competition, is now trying to get Congress to do things for him because they're losing money. Without that advantage in shipping costs that the taxpayers pay, Jeff Bezos can't run a successful company. Well, you know what his competition did? FedEx. FedEx recognized that Amazon is not a supply and demand company. They're not a product company that says, I make a widget, you want it, here it is. They are a shipping company that's guising itself under products. And what FedEx decided to do is say, we don't want your business. You figure out how to build your own infrastructure. to do it. And you know what FedEx decided to do? Concentrate its efforts on being the best at shipping. How do we innovate and make sure that guy never beats us? Because you know what his products are going to need? It's going to need trucks. It's going to need planes. It's going to need drones. It's going to need whatever it needs. Telepathy at some point. Well, they'll teleporting, right? It'll teleport the product to you. And FedEx is like, we're going to be the leader. FedEx responded. They knew they were being used, and they cut Amazon off at the knees. And you can bet they're going to continue to look for ways to innovate because Bezos has a lot more on his plate. He lost half of his wealth in his divorce. He's losing Trump in the divorce because as much as he went after Trump, I bet Bezos would be happy to admit that life for him was much better under Trump. Life for his employees, they were much happier under Trump. So I ask you, how many examples of wokeism gone bad do you know? How many do I have to give you before you understand that wokeism as a loser is not anecdotal? There's nobody in the woke business that's doing well without government finance. And even if they are doing well by ripping off the Fed, a.k.a. ripping off the taxpayer, it isn't helping them. They don't have a better satisfaction of life. They're not feeling, ooh, look at me. None of it's working. Look at, I could go into their relationships and, you know, as I tell you all the time, don't make friends with leftists. Don't let your kids marry them. Don't bring them into your family. Don't make them your business partners, nothing, because you're bringing a cancer. You're bringing an evil entity into your surroundings whenever you, and I know, Kevin, I can make them better. I swear I can make that lefty better. I can make them come to the left. Don't do it. Let them come to that conclusion on their own. They got to hit rock bottom, and you don't want to be rock bottom for them. You don't. How many other examples of wokeism failures can you name? Companies that shut their doors or moved out of woke, okay, black neighborhoods, right? How many can you name? Well, I know a few. Stick around.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The overnight manager at a Walmart in Virginia who murdered six people bought the gun legally on the morning of the shooting. That's according to a tweet from Chesapeake. This comes after the alleged shooter's death note was posted online, which included him saying he failed God and his associates were going to suffer the same fate as him. President Biden politicized the tragedy in Virginia late Tuesday by calling for an assault weapons ban. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is testifying Friday about his government's decision to invoke a controversial law to halt a trucker protest. A convoy of truckers brought Ottawa to a standstill last winter as they were trying to fight back against COVID vaccine mandates. Trudeau saying his use of the Emergencies Act was a measure of last resort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You could hardly turn on the TV these days without seeing Don Lemon, Poppy Harlow, and Caitlin Collins. I'll get it out. They were advertising their new show. They didn't even have a name for the show. They just had them talking about it, and Don Lemon was in this really futuristic white outfit. Looked leather and, you know, designer outfit. And the two ladies, and they were, you know, again, heavy promotion, heavy promotion. I saw it over, and it didn't matter what channel I was watching. I'd be watching Discovery, and they'd hear something else, right? So in the New York Post, they talked about that, how this flashy new morning show that was that had the demoted Don Lemon on bombed in its opening. After all that promotion, it bombed. And here's what they write. Despite heavy promotion from the network, CNN's This Morning's first show drew a mere 387,000 viewers and averaged 71,000 viewers in the advertisers' coveted 25 to 54 age demographic, according to Nielsen. By comparison, MSNBC's Morning Joe amassed 793,000 viewers head-to-head from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, Fox News' Fox and Friends came out on top, averaging nearly 1.5 million viewers. No show across CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News ranked lower than Lemon's program. On Tuesday, dubbed CNN This Morning, the broadcast was pitched as the left-leaning network's re-entry into the competitive morning show landscape and was heralded by Lemon as a promotion amid reports that he was being demoted. The anchor had been moved from his now-canceled 10 p.m. primetime show to share the spotlight with two other hosts. So let me say this. Let's just analyze where we are right now. Don Lemon loses his show, primetime, single host. He goes to mornings where he splits his time with two other white chicks. And he wants you to believe he was promoted. See, that's Don Lemon's narrative of what happened. I'll let you decide. But I can tell you this. Most of these people are looking to be their own on their own show and see how that does. This was a prior to this. This is again from the New York Post. This was done. This particular article I'm reading from is back in October. CNN anchor Don Lemon revealed that he felt the political focus of his next primetime show had gotten stale prior to his move to the struggling cable network's revamped morning show. Lemon, who is set to serve as co-host of the new CNN This Morning beginning November 1, said he grew, quote, tired of the politically charged nature of primetime news. Let me tell you what I watched with Don Lemon, because I was on with him quite a bit before I went over to Fox. I watched the guy who let his identity be dictated by his audience. He never had an identity. And when he thought he latched onto the right one, the woke one, what did it do? It backfired. Don Lemon lost his show for a very simple reason. His show sucked. His show could not carry the weight against other shows. And by the way, I don't think some of these other shows are that great. It isn't like the bar is so high for these shows that you're like, oh, of course, nobody could beat up Fox. Fox is easily beatable. There's nobody on Fox that you listen to and go, oh, my gosh, you know, they're just it like the Limbaugh of radio. Look, Tucker Carlson's good. Jesse Waters? I mean, seriously. Look, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm just telling you, I don't see any. And I know people like him. I'm not saying this isn't about like or dislike. My question to you is, do you think there's people better? Look, I liken this to Usain Bolt, who used to run the 200. And they said, one day he said, you know what, I think I could win the 100. And people are like, oh, you're too tall to win. What are you talking about? He goes, well, maybe I should run it. And he runs it. And who holds the record? Usain Bolt. Every one of these guys that's on TV that everybody, ooh, Tucker, Jesse, Hannity, Laura, whatever. Let me tell you something. There's an Usain Bolt out there that goes, put me in the race. I'll show you what they can do. By the way, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. If I had a show, I can tell you in short order, my show would be ranked at the top. I would be battling it out with whoever is the number one show on Fox. I'd be battling it out within months easily. I don't even have to guess at that. And I'm not bragging about it. And by the way, I'm not the only one. Tudor Dixon, you know, she's running for governor in Michigan. Let me tell you, give that lady a show. I've done a TV with her. She is funny, she's clever, and she could easily handle a show. And so much so, you know what she said? I'll just run for governor. I got to tell you how many people that I knew from my past that I've, you know, reconvened with in one form or another. Saw them, you know, went back home, ran into them somewhere. And to a person, they go, you know what, Kevin, always expected great things from you. And I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to make you like, ooh, because I promise you, people that know me, I don't care about this stuff. I care about it in the sense that I'm glad they saw that in me because I've always felt it. And unlike most people, I'm not afraid to tell you that what I'm good at, I'm good at. And so I'm looking at Don Lemon is a joke. He says, I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that was a factor. You know, that he was bored. He was tired of the news. They go on, they say, the left-leaning actor was known for frequently targeting former President Trump in his nightly monologues. That's all he had. See, Don Lemon would have been better off if he had said, you know, there's good things, there's bad things about Trump, but let's focus on some good things. I don't know what would have happened, but it would have been a shocker, and maybe people would have listened. He became a one-trick pony. I told you guys, I sent a note to his producer. This was after I got fired from Fox. I said, look, Don could use some help. I'd love to come on, have some good spirited debates on some of these things. But you know what he did? He brought in Chris Cuomo so they could self-congratulate.
Oh, you're the best.
And they're both gone. Here's what he wrote. He said, look, has it been frustrating over the past couple of years having to deal with politics in the way it's been dealt with in prime time? Yes. Was I tired of it? In some ways, yeah, it's gotten old. But I also think that we were transitioning to a different time. See, that's a rationalization for saying, I don't know what the heck I was doing. Wokeism killed me. He's never going to say this stuff. I'll give you Trevor Noah. Oh, Trevor Noah, he's a star. He's this, he's all over the place. And I don't know what Real Clear Politics' is fascination with always keeping this guy's clips up. Because he's not funny. He's not clever. You want to know how I know? Because even though they gave this clown a job for 7 years, you know what he did? He lost 75% of his audience. Now, how can you survive losing 75% of your audience? Does a network executive go, you know what, tap you on the shoulder and go, this isn't the job for you? Well, that's what happened with Don Lemon. Network executives came in who were serious about the bottom line and not some stupid ideology, and they said, Lemon, you've had enough time. Enough is enough. You know, you try to sit up here looking like some little prissy dude talking about your LGBTQ lifestyle, you know, and beating up on the other side when the other side doesn't have a problem with you. Don Lemon didn't realize that. Frustrating. What was frustrating, what had to be frustrating for Don Lemon is to have to get up there and spew his nonsense and then go live a life that's nothing like it. Black men are getting targeted. Black men are this or that. Don Lemon didn't even live his life. I mean, here he is, Mr. Black Lives Matter. You want to know who his mate is? A white dude. That's his, and I use my finger quotes, husband. He doesn't even walk the walk when it comes to race relations. You know what? If it's all about black lives, why don't you have a black dude? See, making him live his life, making him live his lie is what I really should say, because that's what they do. Don Lemon had to leave CNN every day and go have the world cater to him. A gay black man in the world, oh, that's Don Lemon. Don Lemon, Don Lemon, Don Lemon, Don Lemon. He wasn't getting followed in stores if he went to Bergdorf's or whatever. He didn't get followed. If they followed him, it was because they wanted money. They were like, oh, he's going to spend some money. Look at his wardrobe. I could go on. He went to restaurants. They rolled out the red carpet everywhere he went. He couldn't find the life that he talked about people live. He couldn't find it in 1,000 years. Nowhere around. Every weekend he's at some party. He's hanging out with the most Tony people in New York. And then coming out to you, Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump and conservatives and the conservative movement and gays, and we need our rights. And people are going, what? What are you talking about? So his show flopped. And so has his morning show. Because that's the only outcome of wokeism. Period.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
FTX symbolizes all that is wrong in politics, all that is wrong with leftism. And we've been talking about it this hour because it's a metaphor for all the things that we've gone through. It's a metaphor for cheating in elections. It's a metaphor for cheating in business. It's a metaphor for how politics works on both sides, by the way, but certainly by leftists. And see, when I say both sides, I'm talking Republicans and Democrats, but one thing is true of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, if you are a crook, you are a leftist. Because those on the right were on the right for a reason. We're on the side of righteousness. We're not looking for an easy way out. We're not looking for a job, you know, that's going to pay us forever if we do no work. We want what's due us. Democrats and leftists and some rhino Republicans don't want this, and they're willing to cheat you out of it. Anyway, FTX has gone under. The guy who put it all together, he calls himself SBF. And he's an MIT guy who snowed a bunch of people into investing in the cryptocurrency. But you know how he did it? He used celebrities. I alluded to it early on. He took the Schindler's List. I forget his first name, but Schindler, who took all these German Nazi guys, and he would go to events and he'd picture himself with the highest ranking Nazis, and then he'd send it to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. And people were like, who is this Oskar Schindler? And they go, oh, he's an amazing guy. He's a great businessman and this, that. And the guy spent every dime he had cultivating these high ranking Nazis. What I'm asking you, what's the difference? What do you think this guy's doing? He's cultivating high-ranking Nazis. Oh, Kevin, don't go calling the Democrats Nazis. What would you call them? What would you call somebody who locked you down, forced you to get a vaccine, embarrassed you by not getting it, threatened to not let you get health care, threatened to not let you travel, saying that you were going to need a vaccination card, and what was the outcome? Somebody remind me. What was the outcome? Are we all dead? Wasn't COVID supposed to kill us all? So these people are insane. So FTX files for bankruptcy after users discovered that firms controlled by Sam Bankman-Fried, the 30-year-old founder of FTX, were likely fraudulently intertwined. The guy went from maintaining what they said was a $15.6 billion net worth to having no material wealth virtually overnight. This was according to Bloomberg. He just sold a $40 million chalet in somewhere, Switzerland or somewhere. They said, among other aggressive marketing efforts, FTX had solicited a number of, you ready for it? Professional athletes to participate in advertisements featuring the exchange platform. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady and his supermodel, now ex-wife, Giselle. They were brand ambassadors. They held equity stakes in FTX and probably thought they had made a fortune. Golden State Warriors player, vapid Democrat, Steph Curry, ambassador for the company, given shares. This was from MarketWatch. You can go look this stuff up. Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence agreed to a multi-year sponsorship contract with FTX. He would receive cryptocurrency as part of his signing bonus. He's using phony. He might as well give him monopoly money. The company also signed deals, get this, to become the official cryptocurrency exchange partner of Major League Baseball and paid to call the Miami Heat's home court the FTX Arena until at least 2040. And you know what he used? Other people's money. Blockfolio, a subsidiary of FTX, became a sponsor of Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy's retail investing show, Davey Day Trader Global. And according to Portnoy, the company was their biggest client ever. Influencer and athlete Logan Paul partnered with FTX ahead of his fight with Floyd Mayweather, while comedian Larry David appeared in a Super Bowl commercial for FTX earlier this year. Los Angeles Angels pitcher and outfielder Shohei Ohtani became a global ambassador for the company at the end of last year and received all of his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies. You can find a press release on that. Other ambassadors included basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal, celebrity investor Kevin O'Leary, retired baseball player David Ortiz, tennis star Naomi Osaka. You can find out this detail in the Wall Street Journal. I want you to just stop for a second and think of the money that this guy raised by using phony money. to give to these celebrities. I'll give you some crypto. And they all bit. Who else is in it? Oh, Shaq is in it? So Naomi Osaka goes, oh, absolutely. Shaq is in it? So go for it. He gets social media influencers, people that really don't have, I mean, Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a journeyman boxer who's challenging essentially non-athletes to fight, or people way past their prime, and he's arranging these fights, making millions of dollars. He's built up, I mean, look, I'm not hating on him. He, what a racket. And then he gets paid in crypto, so then he goes out and hawks, and everybody's like, oh, Jake Paul's in it. Well, man, he's a mover and a shaker. Look at his, look at what he's doing. This guy's making hundreds of millions of dollars with fights that nobody would pay to see if they were organized in the regular way. I'm not mad at him, though. I'm not. They said, at least some celebrities were wide enough to avoid FTX and Bankman-Fried, as revealed in messages between Elon Musk and investment banker Michael Grimes. The purported wunderkind had expressed interest in joining the world's richest man as he acquired social media company Twitter. So what's the leftist technique here? Glom on to the hottest thing going. Elon Musk, and there are two of them, Elon Musk and the purchase of Twitter. You couldn't get any bigger than that, man. Glom on. And that's what he did, or wanted to do. But Elon Musk was smart enough to say, nah, it's okay. Here's what they said. Once the cryptocurrency exchange fizzled, Musk confirmed on social media that he had never trusted Bankman-Fried. He set off my BS detector, Musk said, which is why I did not think he had $3 billion. Bankman-Fried, a self-proclaimed effective altruist, contributed, and this is we're rehashing here, nearly $39 million to support Democrats in the recent midterm elections, which occurred days before his company imploded. He had been preparing to spend as much as $1 billion during the 2024 election cycle to keep the Democratic Party in control of the White House. Shim Sham artist, Flim Flam artist, is that what they call him? Shim Sham or Flim Flam? I think it's Flim Flam. He's a fraud. Elon Musk smelled him out. You can bet there were Democrats who sniffed him out too, but you know what they did? They took his money anyway. You notice nowhere in the hour that we've spent on this story as a metaphor for leftism have you seen anybody say all those other Democrats, the $39 billion and the $23 billion, $39 million and the $23 million, $62 million that he gave the Democrats, mostly the super PACs, you can bet, big money, they didn't give back. They aren't even thinking of giving it back. Oh, they'll give back the $2,900, symbolically so. They're not giving back the other stuff. So, this is a cautionary tale. The Democrats tell you they want big money out of politics. And then they do this. You believe them? Because I can give you a litany of things the Democrats have said, and then I can show you what they've done. And this is a perfect example. You think this guy passed anybody's sniff test? Look, I've got multiple companies. You should see the due diligence I have to go through to get somebody to invest $100,000 or a couple hundred thousand dollars. It's insane. And this guy had nothing to show for it. Nothing. Smoke and mirrors. That's all he brought. But when the Democrats sniff that if they support him, he can get that money, they will move mountains to get their cut. And that's exactly what they did. People should go to prison for this, for allowing this to happen. True.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.